Hey guys, and welcome to the High Road Podcast. This is your host, Maddie, and as always, I'm incredibly grateful for you tuning in. So today I am completely winging it. There is something that is heavy on my heart. I normally will prepare maybe like a couple notes and, you know, bullet points and go off of things so I'm not forgetting, because truthfully, I'm somebody where my mind is just all over the place. But tonight I feel like I'm just gonna go. And so I appreciate your grace and your kindness as I may be all over the place with this episode. But I want to talk about something that has affected me my whole entire life. Something that I am realizing that I am not the only person that has felt this way. And truthfully, what that topic is tonight is about feeling chosen. Feeling chosen is something that I have struggled with almost my whole entire life. Something growing up that I had no idea, that I had no words, no recognition for. But it's something that I felt when I was very young, and something that then I never worked through. And then once I became an adult, then everything that I had felt within my nervous system, everything that I already felt about myself, then affected the decisions that I made and therefore affected the people that I chose. And because of the people that I chose and because whatever they were going through at the time or whatever they had experienced in their life, when people are hurt people, they then hurt other people. And so I absolutely will take accountability and say that I have hurt people in my past. But in those situations, I definitely was hurt. And the decisions that I made to be around and to be in relationship with certain people definitely then affected, again, how I felt about myself. And that was not feeling worthy. And that was not feeling like I was enough. And that was not feeling like I could be chosen. Specifically, I struggled in relationships like this with men. And so I look back and I think of many relationships that I had that I'm all grateful for every single one of them, because it taught me what I needed to learn. It taught me where I'm at today, the things that I needed, more importantly, to learn about myself. Because how on earth could I ever would have, how would I ever have found out these things about myself, about how I felt about myself, if I hadn't gone through these relationships, if I hadn't gone through these experiences where I went through very low times, in times where I felt so low and insecure and invaluable, if I hadn't gone through them. So today I sit here and I'm very grateful. Now granted, would I do them again? Nope, I wouldn't. But I am grateful for them. And so that's really where I want to go today. So when I was younger, I had a father who was very inconsistent. And truthfully, if any of you know me personally, who are listening, you know that I have an amazing, amazing dad who came into my life when I was maybe 8, 9, or 10. Honestly, that's kind of a wide range. I probably should look back. I'm really bad with numbers and ages. But my dad has been around and he stepped up and stepped in. And just was an amazing, amazing dad. But before he had come into my life, I believe that there were already things that I was struggling with. And these are not things that anybody could have ever helped. You know, and I've always been very, very careful about how I talk about this topic. And truthfully, my whole life, I have not talked about certain things, simply because I never wanted to hurt anybody else's feelings. But I'm understanding the more that I gain certain experiences and certain knowledge that my journey is my journey and my perception is my perception. And how I talk about things and the things that happened and how I perceive them, that was already chosen for me. There is nothing that anybody could have done differently. There's nothing that my incredible parents, that my mom, that my dad could have done differently. There's nothing I believe that even my biological father could have done differently because my journey was supposed to be mine. And that is a very probably conflicting statement, due to the fact that I just said that my biological father was very inconsistent and, he definitely, I remember him making poor choices when I was a child. And at a certain age, he just, he lived his life and that was it. I hadn't seen him again. And so that could be a very conflicting statement when I say that, like, he couldn't have even done anything different. And why I'm saying that is because I have worked on the fact of just forgiving certain people in my life and understanding that in my own life, I have needed to forgive myself. I have needed to give myself grace and understand that people only know what they know. And so that is something that I say over and over and over again in this podcast, probably to the point to where you guys are going to be like, oh my gosh, we get it. But it is something that I really, really genuinely believe in. And so when it came to my biological father and the hurt that I had experienced as a child, because I do remember being hurt, and we also have to remember that a lot of the experiences that we have when we're children, we don't remember, but our nervous system holds on to those things. Our nervous system holds on to those stressors. And so we may not understand why we feel a certain way about something, but our body holds on to it. And so that is something that I have learned and understood because there's been so many times in my life as an adult where I think, why on earth does this bother me? There should be no reason why this bothers me. There should be no reason why I'm getting triggered right now. There should be no reason why I feel this way about myself or about this situation or have this connotation or this perception on something. And I believe that it is because, my body held on to certain feelings and certain stressors when I was a child. And so I say, when it comes to my biological father, that I give him grace. I think that he only knew what he knew. And even if that is not the case, that's how I decide to see it. That's what I can control. And I think in life, sometimes that doesn't mean that we're being naive. In some cases, that could be where you just see something for how you want to see it. That absolutely could mean, and maybe it's even the definition of oblivion, actually, but I believe that that allows me to give him grace and it allows me to be able to move on with my life and be able just to control the things that I can control and not worrying about one person. One person in my life, out of all the people that want me, out of all the people that love me, out of all the people that care about me, out of all the amazing family and friends that I do have, not worrying about the one person who I feel like did not. Because truthfully, the truth really could be that he did not want me, that my biological father did not want me. But it also could mean that he just didn't have the skills and the resources to do what he needed to do as a father. And so I really am a firm believer that life really happens the way that it's supposed to. And sometimes that means that life absolutely sucks. It means that things in life happen And we don't always know how to handle them. We don't know how to deal with them, and we don't know how to navigate them. And I think that that's okay when we don't know how to do those things. Those things never happen overnight. The hard things to deal with, we never just have a solution for. But that is something that I've worked on for a long time. And it's something that now I feel like I can even talk about, I can even discuss. And so that is kind of the background to how I have always felt about myself. And just the background as to what dictated a lot of decisions, what dictated a lot of moments when I felt very low about me. And it wasn't because of, not having just an incredible mother, an incredible dad, just an incredible support system. And, I did well in school. I was involved in things. Like, there were a million and one things that went right. But in life, we can't be perfect. And there were things that I also realized now that I believe bothered me, and I just never knew maybe how to talk about them. I never knew how it was going to affect me. And truthfully, my sister and I both went through the same thing, right? But her perception is different than mine. And I believe that it also is more bothersome to me when it comes to certain things because of the experiences that I've had, because of the experiences that I've then had in my relationships, because of the experiences that I have had with my own children and their father. Because right now, my children are going through the same thing. Their father is currently incarcerated, right? They're not seeing him. And so I'm understanding that truthfully, every single person's journey is their own journey. But when it comes to feeling chosen, I never really felt like I could be chosen. And so that was a really, really important key factor, I believe, that God wanted me to know and to feel and to understand about myself. Now, I am a believer, and so I believe that God chooses me every day. I believe that He chose me long before I was ever even thought of, before I was ever born. And so, today I really focus a lot on my love and my relationship with Him because He will choose me. And I want you to know wherever you are in your relationship, whether that is with God or whatever the case may be, whether you are a believer or not a believer, I just want you to know that you are chosen. You are chosen by Him, and He does love you. He loves you wherever you are at, and He will meet you right where you are at. So today, that really is a message that I really do wanna share with you. So in life, I think that it's really, really important to zone in and to focus on the people in the situations and, the love and the care that you do have, whether that's a small circle or a big one. Truthfully, I am a firm believer in small circles. I really am. I am not somebody who has like a big circle of friends. In any way, shape, or form, I really do believe in those small, tight-knit, like you have your people and they have your back and you have theirs. That is really what I believe in, but that's because that's been my experience. But I think in life, it's so incredibly important to zone in on the things and the people that are for you rather than the people that are not. One thing that I really focus on when it comes to my children, there was this like picture going around for the longest time, and it's probably still a thing on TikTok, but like, and it says, my mom, or insert whoever, my mom cheered for me so loud that I never heard the people who didn't. And I think that that's really just how I want to live my life. That's really how I want to see it. I want to see and zone in on the people that are for me, the people that love me and care about me, the people that choose me, rather than zone in on the people who don't. Zone in on the people that haven't. And truthfully, I can be one to say that there have been so many people who have not chosen me. And I think that that is okay. But that was so hard for me because I am naturally a people pleaser. I am naturally someone who wants to be very liked. And that's really kind of cringy to me now because I'm just like, why do you care that much? I don't really know, but that is something that was just like embedded in me for a very, very long time. And so even to this day, I don't like to be in disagreements with people. You know, I'm just very much like just this, I want peace and I want to people please all the time, but I'm working on it. I definitely am working on it. But I think it's really, really important to just really understand that we're not meant for everybody and not everybody is meant for us. And that is okay. That's how it's supposed to be. And that's a really hard lesson that I had to learn. The fact that not everybody who I wanted to choose me could choose me. That was a really hard lesson for me to learn. I wanted to be chosen by everybody. And it's like, why? You know, why do you want to be chosen by everybody? Well, the reason why I wanted to was because I realized that I was constantly looking in other people for what I should feel about myself. And that really got me into a lot of tough situations. It got me into a lot of really tough spots because if then I was in a toxic relationship, which I had experienced, if I was in a situation where like it was, I had a disagreement or an uncomfortable situation with someone. Maybe someone disagreed with me. Maybe someone, there was a confrontation. Maybe I didn't, you know, something didn't go the way that I wanted it to. However, someone felt about me, however, they portrayed it. And sometimes people even respond in ways that like make it seem like they don't like you or whatever the case is. Sometimes people are just having a bad day, right? That's something that can happen. But any time that I noticed, or any time that there was someone that didn't treat me the way that maybe I would prefer to be treated, or the way that I would have treated them, then that's how I felt about me. And so I was just constantly taking in those things. And I wasn't really taking in the things that were, you know, like, I had an amazing, loving mother. Why wasn't I taking in that? Well, I was. It's just I was zoning in on the things that were negative. And as human beings, I think that that's kind of a natural instinct that we have. I mean, you could be on social media, you can get like 100 comments from people, but you're gonna zone in on the one negative thing. Like, that just is so instinctual. As human beings, for us just to zone in on something that's negative. And I think we have to really rewire our brain. We have to really be focused on the positive and be able to release the negative. So, another thing with this topic that I really understood with time and with experience when it came to feeling chosen was that after I had felt rejected, specifically in relationships, specifically, and I'm talking about just like in general relationships, where I had felt rejected, where I had felt like, you know, that I was not chosen by someone, but specifically in my relationships with male figures in my life. Sometimes, when it came to those relationships that I had gone through, I had to really just understand that it wasn't always that people didn't want me. It wasn't always that people weren't like just intentionally trying to choose me. For instance, when it came to my biological father and me thinking that that was the first man that could have ever chosen me, sometimes people just don't have what it takes to actually choose you, to actually be with you. When you look back and think and reflect on all the relationships that you've been in your life, whether it's friendships or actual like romantic relationships, think about what it took to be on like the same realm. And oftentimes that means that there needs to be some sort of like you're meeting that person where they're at. And maybe that means that one person is doing more growing than the other. And in any healthy relationship, both of you are going to grow, but sometimes that doesn't happen. And so sometimes when it comes to someone choosing you, it actually means that someone might have to grow a little bit more than what they're comfortable with. And that is something that it's really been a hard thing for me to understand. And with the example that I'm giving of my biological father, he needed to grow in a sense in order to be in my life. That my guess is he wasn't ready for. My guess is that he was not prepared for. And my guess is that he didn't know. So, therefore, it's easier just to not do it. Is that ever going to be an excuse for the relationships in our lives? No. It's definitely never an excuse as a parent, ever. However, that's just sometimes what happens. And it is one of the hardest truths that I've had to understand, but it is something that really has helped me get a really good picture as to just how things can really go. Sometimes people just really have to change too much in order to be with you. And that does not mean that we sink down to another person's level. And that's, I'm not saying that in a sense like you're ever better than anybody. I'm just saying you're oftentimes in different seasons, you've experienced different things. Like you can just can be at a different place in life and you can outgrow people. And that is okay. It is okay to outgrow somebody. It's also okay to look at somebody else. And while you're not comparing yourself, but being like, look at where they're at. Like, I want to grow to get to where they are. There's lots of people that I look up to in this life, and that is really okay. But that's really where I'm going with this is the fact that we are in different places, and sometimes the growth that we have to get to in order to stay in someone's life. Sometimes this is a little too uncomfortable. And that doesn't mean that we won't ever get there. That doesn't mean when it comes to friendships or relationships that we just shouldn't do it. I'm just saying when things don't work out, when people don't choose us, sometimes that really is actually what happens. People realize that it might just be too much. And so I'm not saying, again, that we're going to not grow. That we're not going to keep trying to be better. In fact, I'm saying the exact opposite. I'm saying keep going. I'm encouraging you to continuing to grow, continuing to do the hard thing, continue to heal, continue to raise your bar, continue to raise your ceiling. Because we're not trying to win the race here. There's no competition. But we're not also trying to drag everybody along with us. The people that are meant to be in our lives, we're not going to have to drag them. They're going to be right there. They're going to be right by us. And they're going to hang in the whole entire journey. And the people that are not for us, the people that are not supposed to choose us, they're going to fall behind. And that is okay. That is perfectly okay to understand that we just are not going to be chosen. by everybody. And the people sometimes that we want to be chosen by the most aren't going to choose us. And that is just okay. The people that are for us are going to choose us. And the people that are not supposed to be in our lives, no matter how hard it is to accept, will never be able to be because they're not supposed to be. But today I encourage you, no matter where you are, that you are doing the work, that you are being the best version of yourself that you can be. Because you have to understand that you are going to attract who you are. So work on being full. Work on being the fullest and the best version of yourself that you can be. And don't ever be doing anything for anybody else in the sense that because you want to be chosen or because you want to be liked. You be your own individual self, being the best version of you that you can be. And I promise you, who you are is exactly what you'll attract. And the people that are supposed to choose you will be in your life. And they will be in your circle and they will love you and support you. And the people and the things that are not for you will fall off. And while that is scary, while that is unfamiliar to us, it will be okay because everything that is for you will find you. And there's absolutely no way around it. So today, I truly hope that you feel chosen by somebody. I hope that you feel loved, that you feel supported, and that you're working on being full because that is the most important thing that we can do in this life, is truly be full so we can love ourselves so much so that it is then overflowing into loving other people. And we're giving other people all the goodness and the joy that they deserve that we have within ourselves. Thank you so incredibly much just for listening today. God bless you.